we're ready to go. Okay, welcome to the Maintenance Committee on Wednesday the 18th of February 2026. Let's move boldly on. MA 123/2526 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Yep, apologies received from Councillors Kilmurray and the Stockbridge and Rivermel representatives with acceptable reason in the Stockbridge.
Thank you. Can I have a proposal to accept? Councillor Alexander, seconded. Councillor Davey, show of hands. Carried. Thank you. MA 124/2526 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations.
None received.
No. Okay. To receive items to receive written requests for dispensations for disclosure of pecuniary interests to grant any request for dispensation as appropriate. None.
No.
Thank you. Oops. MA 125/2526 to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 28th of January 2026. Have a proposer for that, please. Councillor Barnes seconded. Councillor Clark, show of hands. So there's one, two, three, four, and one abstain. Thank you. MA 127/2526, public participation, 15 minutes. Members of the public may contribute their views and comments and questions to the Maintenance Committee. 3 minutes.
You missed
per
one.
Sorry, did I?
126.
126, sorry. MA 126/2526, going back to reapprove the minutes, because I saw the date, reapprove the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 19th of November, noting the correction to the present councillors' list.
It was a clerical error on my part. I'm terribly sorry. The minutes were correct on this, Councillor Kilmurray, of the attendees list. So thank you for reconsidering.
Okay. And so we need a new vote on that. May I have a proposer, please? Councillor Davies, seconded by Councillor Barnes. Show of hands. Carried unanimous. Thank you. Do we put the comment? Must try hard.
Yes.
Disciplinary action will be
taken. It's all being noted.
MA 127/2526, I said public participation. We have no members of the public here. Let's move on to MA 128/2526, finance matters. A, to consider a finance report on expenditure within the committee's remit. There was a one about it rains so much we've got to spend money. So it was
yes.
Without an additional.
Where the conditions result in
it. Not by one in both.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. B, to note purchase of pest control equipment from Amazon at a cost of £104.48. It's a couple of hammers, wasn't it?
It's some chest waders for the pest control.
Yes.
Individual to chase rabbits through moats and things.
And he doesn't charge us anything else, does he? So
it's materials. There may be some more material costs coming to the next meeting, but he's very active at the moment and just trying to keep them under control.
He is getting free rabbits. I mean,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
Just a
So he's getting free rabbits and gloves.
Yeah. Well, he was attacked by a magjack a few months ago, so it's a dangerous job.
Would he go for his
I don't know, when he was over Stockbridge, he got attacked by a magjack.
I didn't know that. I think they're aggressive, they stand their ground.
Yeah, but they've got their teeth, their bottom teeth, they've got like...
Like dogs do.
Their bottom, yeah, sorry.
Was it threatening
his teeth? Yeah, but what do they call
them? The top teeth. They're actually in size, it's not canines. Yeah.
They might have babies, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Well, there's two in my garden most nights.
Yeah.
But there's more in my garden. Bambi, so that.
I don't know.
Who called one?
Two in my garden most nights.
One on one.
Live and learn. Every day's a school day. C. To note, spend under delegated authority for cutback of hedges at Chalk Hill Borough at the cost of £280 plus the VAT.
Yeah.
So is it done?
It is done. It was done. They were doing some other hedges, and it was, if you do this now, we can do it very cheaply, and I'd like to do it quickly then, please.
Absolutely.
D. To note, spend of £109.99 with screw fix on a combi drill and battery. MA 129 2526 Conservation Matters. A. To receive the EA monthly situation report for January 2026.
Rain. It's only talking about rainfall again.
rain and
water. Well, I can't wait for next month. So.
Gosh, almost double.
So it's up to 198.
Yeah, almost double
there.
That
is crazy.
The year end reports we've had in, oh sorry, Chair, just the verges and things are really taking a bit of a battering this season, so I don't know if we'll have to pay for it coming up with a little bit of repairing and stuff, but we're definitely not getting away scot-free at the moment.
No. And the potholes are only getting deeper.
Yeah, it's very lucky out there.
B. To consider quotations for works for priority two actions to tree maintenance as agreed under MA108/2526C.
Chair, we've had two quotes in from the three requested. I think the third supplier was too busy to take the work on, so. We've got two quotes in.
So, sorry, or anyone, can they update you what priority two is?
So, from the previous meeting, we reported on the Argenta biennial tree survey,
yeah.
And they rate the need for works to trees priority one, two, and three. We had a chunk of work that was priority two, which needs to be carried out between 3 and 6 months' time, so we just wanted to get it as quickly.
Which one's the urgent one, one or three?
One.
So one goes one.
Yeah.
Okay. And one. I guess it's
we didn't have any one.
Oh, we didn't.
At all, no.
Right.
We've just got some twos and threes, so we'd like to get two work done.
Okay. Can I have a proposer on that, please?
I think. Yeah. Sorry, Chair. We need to just compare the quotes.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, do we?
There's two quotes. So there's a quote from CG Landscapes and there's a quote from Shires.
And do we have a preferred, or is it just on price?
It's not on price at all. I have a preferred supplier, but it's up to council to decide on said.
Yes, councillor Alexander.
Are they completely matching quotes? So yeah, they're both quoting for exactly the same.
The work matches completely. Yeah.
I tried to read through that first one, and it was just so weird the way it's presented that I've never.
Yeah.
And if the our preferred is not the cheapest, why would they be preferred if it's like for like? Is there some history?
Our preferred is actually the cheaper.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's an easy one. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so, yeah, Councillor
Clark. No, just.
Go back. I'll propose it. I'll propose it, Councillor Clark. Second year by Councillor Davey. Show of hands, please. Carried, thank you.
Thank you.
That's for the cheaper one.
That's for
Shires.
Thank you.
C. To consider quotations for works to Jubilee Orchard.
Again, Chair, we have two quotes for this. We have a specialist, a chap that Argenta suggested, which is Richardson Tree Surgery, based in Cambridge. They came out and had a look at the Jubilee Orchard to look at what work was required, and also our current supplier had a look at the work that was required, and also so we have comparative quotes for that as well with the same works carried out. The benefit with Shire is that we would be able to sort of project manage the said work and be part of that, and hopefully create a maintenance plan going forwards with them so that they can keep on top of it rather than leave it as it is. So we have Richardson coming in at 2,900, and Shire came in at 1,950.
Yes, Councillor.
Are they specialists in fruit trees or orchards in particular, or just normal tree surgeons?
Not particularly. They're tree surgeons. They have an interest in fruit trees, and they do quite a lot of orchards. Shires don't do as many, but they are fully
competent.
Sure.
There's a big difference for a small patch.
£1,000, isn't it?
It is. Our rates from Shire are particularly good. I must say, the kind of their effort is to support the village, and it's obvious in the quotes sometimes. So, and you, sorry, the conservation.
We've dealt with Shires for many years.
Yeah.
They are extremely cooperative to the council. They will often do work, urgent work, without being paid, and. I mean, the idea with this is that when this work is carried out, although I'm not an orchard specialist, I do have some idea about it, and that Shires have sort of said that I can be there when they're doing the work and advise what I want done. So that, as a preferred supplier, they've always been extremely good. They would always do work for no money. If we have an urgent, if we have an emergency job, they will always turn out and do it. And I saw both the gentlemen over there, and I got the impression that Shires were, they although they're not actual, you'd have to go to somewhere like Cam Valley for a proper orchard specialist. But right. I mean, really, it's just a case of the trees have grown too tall. They've a lot of them grown so tall they're blowing over. Really, it needs, and I've got an idea about reducing the height. And so, as far as that's concerned, I think dealing with Shires, also the quote is cheaper, would be beneficial to the council.
To Councillor Dean.
What's the time frame on this?
This would need to be done almost immediately or in the autumn.
Yeah.
It's got to be. It'd have to be done in the next month.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Left to the autumn.
Yes.
Before they bud.
Yes.
It's a mess at the moment.
Before next
it's a mess. We've got trees, fallen trees.
Yeah.
There was so much fruit in the summer.
Yes.
We got branches, big branches broken off.
Yeah.
So it needs. So it's within the next month or 6 weeks, or left to autumn, I would say.
So what is this an annual expectation?
There's nothing. If it was planted, this orchard was planted. It's a Jubilee orchard.
So, oh, right.
it's been there 20 odd years, and I mean, I've done little bits, but absolutely nothing's been done to it. And you can't run an orchard. You talk to any orchard owner, it's just been left to run wild, and it's now got to the point where trees are suffering, the trees falling down.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs major work. And I think, as Abby said, this could lead to maybe we need to look at it every 2 years, sort of knock it off now. And then every have a plan. It's just been left for 20 years, literally. Yeah. Nothing's been done to it for 20 years.
So we're proposing Shires. Yeah?
I believe they
are. Proposers of the Shires. Councillor Davis seconded. Councillor Clark, show of hands. Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, committee.
Thank you. Councillor. To receive any other updates and consider actions. Do we have anything?
And the only thing I'd like to note in River Mel Restoration Group's absence is that the Wild Trout Trust sent us a press release about works that they've done on the River Mel and the results that they're getting. I know Maureen mentioned it last session about them, but they've put a press release out to the world now talking about the success of
the
gravel. So that will hopefully go into the local magazine and things like that, just to get it round to everybody to show what they're doing.
Followed shortly by fly fishermen.
Yes. But just to thank Rob McGovern for keeping us up to date, really, and sending everything over, because he's done an awful lot of work for us.
Thank you. MA 130 2526 Stockbridge Meadows to receive a report from the conservation.
Well, thanks to my colleagues, we managed to plant. We were donated 9 fruit trees for the mini orchard. I think you requested a particular one, didn't you? I forget which one it was. I think you did mention you'd like a particular type of apple planting.
Yeah, I think it was it the crab apple, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, thanks to Steve and Terry and that, they've been sitting in my garden in pots for 6 months and I want them out of the way. So last Monday we planted eight or nine with rabbit protection around them. So they're all, the only proviso would be if it's a very dry summer, they will need watering during, probably for the first couple of years they will need. So that's something, I mean, I'm on the warden anyway, so I think probably down to me just to see if it's very, but they're fine at the moment. But obviously it's a very warm summer, they will, or dry summer, they'll need a, for a couple of years, they'll probably need, it's only sort of a 20 litre, but I'll just walk around with 20 litre water. That will need to be done in the summer as we get on.
Okay.
I've also done pruning some of the more mature trees over there with my new pruner. Thank you very much, Council. My little chainsaw and a pole
I've been the long hand
if you want it. Yeah, so I've pruned a few. There was an oak tree over there with some crossing branches which I needed to just thin out. That's about it really. We're looking, I did plant a little plot of wild garlic which is coming up, but I've had to put wire netting around it because the rabbits eat it. That's about it really. It's obviously coming up to starting growing season. But I think that's about it. I've got a little bit of work to do on the broadwalk. But that's about it really, from as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Any other updates or considerations?
Mr. Chairman,
thank you for your time.
I'm on bed story reading duty. I've missed bath time.
Tell them about the Kilimanjaro.
Oh, sorry, we have two in the garden.
Yeah.
And they'll eat the only bulbs we can have in our garden are daffs.
Yeah.
They will eat absolutely everything. When I say to my wife, oh, I know somebody can get rid of it, she says, oh, no, you don't need that. So we've got no bulbs in our garden.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. MA 131-25-26, allotment matters, to receive a report from Allotment Association.
Yeah, sure. So I went to the inspection last week.
Yes.
Generally looking pretty good, as you would expect, really, for this time of year. I think it's not a lot is growing, but most of the plots have been cleared and they're sort of sleeping at the moment, waiting for the autumn, or for the spring, aren't they? But there were six plots that look like they haven't really been set up for the winter, still covered in weed and everything. So three of those, we're aware that the tenants have health issues, so they're not able to do them at the moment, so we'll just keep an eye on those people and see how they're going. There's three others that don't have that excuse, so I'm going to follow up on that at some stage. Maybe we might wait another month or so to see whether they do anything in spring, but we will follow up eventually.
And how do we handle situation? Is it like a gentle
gentle reminder usually.
Yeah.
And so Alex will write to the tenants that have a problem
with right.
them, and then see what the reply is, and hopefully go forward from there. But if people ignore it, and then things get a bit further on.
Yes.
There is one tenant at the moment that hasn't paid their rent, which was due last October. So Alex is sort of chasing them up, and they're probably going to get, I think they've had their final warning actually.
They've been served.
That's in the end, if there is a real problem, people will get served to give up their tenancy.
Okay. Do they have to give it up, or do we take it off?
We've taken that one back. It's been, I think it's four or five communications now that have been either ignored or...
And is there still a waiting list for people?
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah.
So
that's good. So there's a mechanism in place to deal with the issues that we find. So the other thing, remember that they just recently cleared the southern border, and there was a lot of undergrowth down there, and that was cleared by the contractors a few weeks ago. So Alex and I had a good look down there, and it's pretty good. You can walk all the way along there now, but there is an issue that there's a lot of hillocks and bumps, which I think is old compost heaps that have sort of brought it down, so it's very uneven to walk along. So what I was going to ask really was whether it would be possible to get a contractor to level it a little bit with a JCB or something down there. It's
HCB, is it that bad?
It's very rough. You wouldn't be able to do it by hand, I don't think.
So no.
You'd need some mechanical device to do that. So.
What have we done in the past with something like that?
They have a rotating tool that they've used previously. I don't know if that was attached to the
JCB. I think it's too big for that, a rotavator really. And there's some trees growing out of the hillocks as well. So you would need a JCB there really.
Yeah, we could go out and get a quote and get back to committee and see.
Please.
I think that would be
good. Because if it can't walk around, it
It's really been abandoned, I think, for a long time now, so it's got very congested there.
So you say you think it might be previous compost?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah, so is there now a set area for
each individual plot has their own compost heap. In the past, I think people have just thrown stuff from their compost, from their plot, onto that back area, and it's just built up over the years.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's been dealt with probably for 20 years or more, so it's very...
It's just like a one-off, people know not to start again?
Yeah, I think if it was levelled and it looked nice, then people wouldn't throw stuff on it.
And is it just a walkway? What width are you talking about?
It's 3 or 4 metres wide.
It
runs a whole length. Yeah.
Would it benefit having some bark or something put on it?
It probably would, or maybe grass. But yeah, it would.
If it's grass, it's got to be cut back then.
Yeah, bark would certainly keep weeds down.
And make it look more presentable and less likely to be dumped on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So we can get some quotes. Yeah.
I think the only other thing we noted was a dripping tap, so whether the wardens would be able to have a look at that. It's very slow drip at the moment, but it's not the first one on the right as you go down, but the second one.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Very slow at the moment, but I guess these things just get worse, so maybe.
Do we get better, do they?
Everything's dripping at the moment.
I'm guessing there's a stopcock there.
Yeah.
And do the allotment... guys, do they have access to the stopcock?
No.
Or is that just us?
No, you need a proper angle.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm doing if it's something that could be turned off and turned on.
Yeah.
Right. I did maintain them about 2 years ago and did one of the different washes and reseated them and the little plastic nozzles sort of put the hose pipes on and all their lines. I don't know if they're missing, but I think they're still on there.
Yeah,
so the second one along, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
That was everything that we noted on that.
Okay, B, to receive an update on planning application associated with grant awards to the Allotment Association.
Yeah, so I guess at the last meeting we were given the go-ahead to start putting the planning permission application together. So I've been working on that. So it's a large document at the moment. Do you want me to go through it in summary, or have people had a chance to look at it?
Just in summary,
So the first section really, first 14 pages or so, there's a set of general questions that are asked, and I've filled out all of those questions. So probably not worth going through all of those at the moment. So we go on to the page 15, which is the first map there, Abby. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll come back to some there and just go over that one. So that's one of the essential things you need to put in is a location plan. So that's a location plan for the allotment gardens. If you go down one more. So this is, I guess, the crux of what we want to do. So this is showing the northern boundary. So we're wanting to replace the vehicle gate in the top right-hand corner with a more secure gate. And then the two... pedestrian gates that are there at the moment, we want to again replace those with a more secure gates. And then on the bottom right is where we're proposing to put the toilet facility. So it's a very small, really, it's only about 6 square metres the total area of the floor. So it's a very small cabin. And the rest of it shows an ash tree that's there at the moment, which is quite near to the gate, so whether there'll be any issues with planning around that, I'm not sure.
Councillor Barnes.
Whereabouts is the path that you want to refurbish?
That's on the southern side.
Oh, near the side,
yeah.
Well, where's the water? at the moment.
The water's on this grassy track that runs down the centre.
Right, so it's not too far from the proposed toilets.
Yeah, but they don't need any water. It's a water-free system. There's no water.
Or chemicals.
It's not a flush system. It's a chemical system. Composting toilet.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Take it unpacking.
You don't take your own trowel, does it?
And then I'm proposing a little bit of work on this is the western side by where the main entrance is. So to replace the main entrance gates in the centre there with a much more secure gate again. And then a little bit further down there, yeah, that's another pedestrian gate. So we're proposing to put in a more secure gate there.
Often gets blocked up by cars parked on the road there, doesn't it?
It does. It's not so bad at the moment, actually.
Well, no, they seem parked on the other side of the road, don't they?
They are.
For some reason, going on there. But
it's extremely muddy on our side, so maybe that's what it is.
They've got a major contract going on at Dogtooth, which is why they've got a lot more staffing.
Yeah, a lot more cars, but they are parking all the way up the top, which is good. Okay, so that's the main things that we're proposing to do. So detailed those in the application. This is the elevation plan for the toilet cabin.
Have you seen one in operation?
There's one at the RSPB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not being, okay.
Yeah, that's the nearest one at Falmere RSPB. So this will be identical to that system.
That's the one at Falmere.
That's a picture of the one at Falmere.
Are they locked up overnight?
It can be locked on the outside and locked on the inside.
So there'll be locks. And will they all have a key?
We would hope to put a padlock with a combination lock would be the plan.
Right.
So everyone would have the combination. So this just shows some photos of what. So the.
What's it called? Kazuba.
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 So it just shows photos of the site. This is an example of the type of chestnut pale fencing that we're proposing to put around the western and the northern border boundaries. At the moment, we're proposing to put that on the outside of the hedge. It's a little bit unclear to me whether the hedge belongs to the allotments or the hedge doesn't belong to the allotments.
I'm assuming
at the moment that the hedges belong to the allotment and the boundary is on the outside of that hedge, on the roadside of that hedge.
Who cuts it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've seen a tractor go along cutting it, but I don't know who it is. Do you know?
No, it's not me.
Does the council know?
I believe it's the farmer, but
the farmer.
We'll find out.
I think it would be useful to know that because it's obviously quite an important consideration, really. But at the moment, my thought is to put it on the outside where it's more obvious that it's there and less likely that people are going to try to force their way through it. Okay, so that's the plan. And then one of the questions they ask is about contamination. And we know that there is asbestos cement pieces are quite often found at the allotments. So I think we have to say that it is contaminated land. And they say if it's contaminated, you need to put in a survey that's been done. So we did a survey in 2022, and I've included that survey, and that will get uploaded to with the application as well. So that's a long. Do you want to just scan down at the bottom of that? That's a very long report, which we don't need to go into at the moment. I think the main thing that came out of that report was that the overall risk is a very low risk. So I think we're happy with that. The other thing I've added in is the management plan that the council put in place to manage the asbestos that's there. So we have a plan in place, which has been in place for a couple of years. And so I've added that in, so at least the planning people know what we're doing about it.
Yeah, there is a newer version of that I'll send over to you. So that's been renewed in 2025. So I'll send
I think I found the most recent one, but I better check. Okay. Maybe that isn't. Okay. And then I think the very last thing, they asked about trees on the site. So I've updated the most recent tree survey, just the allotment section. Mm-hmm. So it's just the map there. Showing the trees on the allotment. So I think there's about 5-6 trees there. A couple of them are quite close to where we're planning to put the new gates in. So whether or not planning will have a question over that, I don't know. At least we're open about it, and hopefully it'll be okay. So that's where we are with the application. The other thing that does come up is this, the biodiversity net gain, which I guess you're aware of, that if there's, most developments now have to show that there's a net gain of, I think, 10% in the biodiversity of the site before the planners will allow it. But there is there are what they call the de minimis exemption, which essentially if the development you're doing is so small it's not going to affect the biodiversity, then they will allow it. Mm. So as far as I'm, at the moment I'm saying we'll go through that route and say it's a minimum, de minimis exemption that we're applying for. And we'll see whether we get that.
It's also supporting biodiversity activities, isn't it?
Yeah, in general.
The very action.
The final thing is the ownership certificate. So I think as we discussed last time, we were discussing who should put the application in. As far as I can understand from the certificate that has to be signed here, the owners of the land have to be the applicants. I don't see a way around that looking at the ownership certificate. And if you want to have a look at it, it's on page 13. Page 13 on this one, which is just about the last page on that. Yeah.
We're okay with that, aren't we?
We've reached out for advice from the National Allotment Association and from CAPALC. CAPALC have currently advised that the Allotment Association put the planning application in.
Yes, well, why was that?
Sorry?
I just wondered how they're getting around this certificate of ownership under that circumstance.
Because we can write a kind of an agreement that we pass the planning application over to you. It's
well, I can act as agent. Yeah, that's
yes,
fine.
Yes. Mm. So the advice currently is that because there's no gain in kind of fees, so there's no VAT or anything, that because it's not a business activity, so there'd be no gain to be made. CAPALC believe that you'll get a preferential planning rate compared to the parish council, but we haven't taken this as read yet.
No, because the parish council get a reduction in the fee for the application.
Okay.
For me to you.
Yes. The other ping pong advice was, I'm trying to remember what the other advice was. Mm. Procurement rates, because if any of the purchases fall over a certain procurement rate, it will mean that the parish council has to go through the procurement process.
Right.
Which would be
out to tender,
laborious, take quite a long time. Yeah. We'd have to go through a contract finder. So if you were the applicant, we don't have to go through that process. So we're just confirming legally that we wouldn't have to go through that process if you were the applicant.
Okay.
But it may be that as the agent, we don't have to as well. So because we're not directly benefiting from it, the allotment users are benefiting from it. I don't know. That's what we're waiting for the comeback.
Okay. At the moment we can't make a decision on who the applicant should be. We want to wait for that too.
I don't think it'll be very long. They've sent one response back and Alex is back in the office tomorrow, so hopefully we'll move quite quickly. But National Allotment Association haven't come back.
No. Okay. I think you need to look carefully at that ownership certificate.
Yeah.
There, because it's fairly clear to me anyway that the owner of the land has to be the applicant. So it says that the applicant certifies that that you were the sole owner.
Mm-hmm.
And as if the allotment association was an applicant, we don't own the land, so we couldn't sign that certificate of ownership.
Yeah.
So that to me is the biggest problem with us being the applicant.
Be the agent.
Yeah, we can be the agent, but your name would have to be on as the applicant. And I think someone from the council would have to be nominated as a name to go in onto the form. Yeah. All the work, all the information would still be sent to the agent, so you wouldn't have to deal with any of the discussion with the planning committee, but you would have to I would have to do it. It would get sent to me. So.
Yeah. I'll ask Alex to report back as soon as she can on what the final advice is.
Yeah. Okay, that would be great. I guess one of my concerns is that the timeline could be quite long because the maintenance committee, I don't think, are meeting in March.
I don't think we need to wait because I think last session we approved that we would investigate it, so I think we can carry on doing that without committees.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then come back and report what the result was, because I think we'll go with whatever legal.
Yeah, okay. So without this committee meeting again, could we take it to the full council? Would it have to go to full council?
Yes, it can come to full council.
Okay. I was wondering whether we can get a draft to them for their meeting, which is next Wednesday, just to let them know it's on its way, sort of thing. Not to say it's finalised, but for an information at this stage.
I can add it to the agenda.
Yeah, I think that would be useful.
Just to note, yeah.
It'll be on there.
Yeah.
Radar then.
So, anything else?
No, I think that's I'll carry on.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. That's really good.
Thank you.
MA132 2526 Governance Matters. A, to receive the weekly inspection reports and consider any necessary actions. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
No, that's all pretty good.
No necessary actions?
No, yes.
B, to consider any updates on damage or vandalism in the parish.
Mine's all going pretty well. There's some I don't know about.
So, we had a car abandoned in the car park and had to review the CCTV for that one, but it was picked up within about 20 minutes by a big lorry that took it away. We had 32 number plates found in Royston Woods that were reported to the PCSO. They've taken the details of all those and have now told us we can dispose of those. So they've registered them and we can dispose of those now. Mm. And the village car park, there was a reported attempted damage and break into the workshop on reviewing the CCTV. It was kids making a lot of noise rather than them doing anything too drastic. Mm. Yeah. And the rest are ongoing. So.
I was going to say, did the doctors not see the need to stop people tripping over them?
I've raised it again and it's just not a...
Not a priority.
No. Unfortunately not.
And when somebody trips
over and breaks their arm,
carried into the surgery,
then it will be. I did think when all the works were going on, they might be able to do something, but I haven't.
Haven't been up there. But this is a tree on the doctor's surgery that is.
Yeah, so a root's come out and pulled the pavement up, so you basically have to climb over a route to get to the doctor's. But it's a private road, so it's not been adopted, so we have to go straight to them rather than Mike.
And have they responded at all?
They responded once, and then ever since then they've ignored me. We keep going, that's what we do.
They've got a management team, haven't they?
They have.
You're not actually asking a doctor to go out. They've got it.
Yes, as a practice manager.
Practice manager, yeah.
We keep going.
Maybe they're short business. It's a way of drying it out, is it? They get a cut of every ambulance that's called. Is that just the states? Okay. C, to receive any other updates and consider actions.
No, nothing from Steve, I don't think.
No, I'm from Graham.
Lovely. Thank you.
No.
MA133-2526, correspondence, to consider suggested action on dog fouling. Residents have raised concern about the amount of dog fouling on the pavements. Possible action to include temporary marking of waste to draw attention to the issue.
So, through the chair, we had a visit from some very concerned residents that they're basically fed up with telling people to pick their dog mess up on the pavements. This is not necessarily in the fields or anything. And they came in to suggest, would it be acceptable for them if we were to provide them with some of the pink chalk paint that used to go around everything?
Yeah.
They'd quite happily do it, but would council support them doing it and provide them with the paint? We used to have a wonderful litter picker that did it.
So we've done it before. We have.
He did it off his own back, I believe. That was a thing that he just looked after the village.
Are we okay with that? Is there any reason why we wouldn't?
Does it work?
I was going to say, what's going to be achieved by doing that?
I think, in my personal experience, it does work. We used to do it on Thurford, on the Heath,
okay.
And people started paying attention when it was about, and the walkways, the paths, got noticeably cleaner.
Mm.
Yeah, they just let the dogs go in the deeper grass and not right there. So yes, I think it does. It's
well,
a bit
it's worth a try.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it's worth a try. Again, yeah. You know, you don't, sorry, years ago.
Yeah, no, we did that in Bali. We had it along the pathways and the people were letting their dogs foul and the kids went out with their parents and put little crosses by every single one. Please don't do this.
Yeah.
All the way along it stopped.
Yeah.
More or less stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the little kiddies did it. Put the little signs down.
I think the dogs read them.
Yeah. And yeah, the sausage dogs could read them. Yeah, the little Dachshunds, but the Alsatians were too high up. No, but it was it was effective.
Yeah. I think effective. Once you flag unacceptable behaviour, it sort of registers a bit.
Because it's illegal. It's actually fineable as well. That is illegal.
Oh, is it?
It is. Yeah. There was some going up at the Bali cricket ground and there was people letting their dogs loose and they were fouling and they reported it and inspectors came up, knew they were told the times when these people were coming up with their dogs and they fined them thousands of pounds. But you've got to get the inspectors there to do it. But it is actually a fineable offence.
It's environmental health.
It is, yeah. Yeah, they came up, they got £1,000 each.
Did the correspondents highlight the road? Or whatever. People came up.
Yeah, they mentioned the lawns, green banks, high street. I think they do a loop around there and water lane around there. So it was a new area. Usually we used to it being reported this end, but it was a new area. They were
lawns. Okay.
But they just came in to see if they could highlight it, they would, and could we possibly provide them with some chalk paint, which I think. We have some in the cupboard.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Well, I'm for that, so we can have...
Several years ago, yes. I had to point out to an elderly lady as she walked up Mortlock Street that her dog was actually doing it behind her. And when I pointed out, she was mortified. I'm afraid.
It's everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, got to start somewhere, so I have a proposal for that.
Yep.
Councillor Davis, second... Councillor Barnes, show of hands.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you to them for
taking action. Yeah. Any other updates and considerations?
No.
MA 134-2526, outstanding maintenance issues, consider the status of the job spreadsheet.
External jobs, we're still chasing the ground anchors on the Moor bench, but that's seems to be under control at the moment, and there's been a couple of reports of a fly tipping along Ashville Street from the train. People have been ringing in and saying they've seen an awful lot of fly tipping along Ashville Street, which is still part of our parish, so we've reported that. And the lay-by on the A10 is back to being a regular dumping thing again, so we've reported that one.
What does South Cairns do? They just send someone to pick it up.
Yes.
That's all they can do. They don't.
Yeah. When
there's a habitual site, is there no further action they can do?
All they can do is try and identify in the rubbish if there's a name.
Do they do that? Do they try?
They do try that, yes. And the fines can be quite severe.
Yeah, I don't know what's called.
But you know, you've either got to catch them in situ doing it, or they just rummage through the stuff, and if they find envelopes and things like that, or people are stupid enough to leave their addresses or things in there, then they will pursue it, because that's quite a big heavy thing at the moment.
Mm. Can we not say there is CCTV? Please don't dump here.
If it's a regular spot, them yet.
It is difficult to catch them. Cause they, you know,
it's the middle of the night, you're not going to sit around.
It's two o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It's tyres and all sorts of plastic containers, which people have to use now for this AdBlue stuff for cars, and they come in big tanks like that, and they fill the trucks up or whatever, and they just throw them in the edgeways. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like household stuff, it's a lot from
the trains. It's commercial stuff as well.
They empty out all sorts of stuff out of there, and it's getting quite messy down there, friends. And there's a little stream of one of those on there, which is getting contaminated always. I'm not doing involvement any good at all.
There's nothing we can do.
Unless you actually see them catch them in action and take pictures. Yeah, you can report it if you take pictures of it, but it's actually catching them doing it.
Yeah.
Internal works include the bin replacement schedules and the bench repairs, which most of them have been done now. We're just looking at any that need doing.
Are we due for more bins to come to be replaced?
There will be some more, but next financial year, not this one.
Okay.
The bus stop's going to have a bit of a spruce up when the weather gets a bit nicer, just to clean up. Wildflowers at the moor will go in when...
Spring was told.
Spring, yeah.
So that's springtime.
And the Terry, I believe, is going to attack some ivy that we need to do on the priority two works. He's quite happy to go and attack some ivy around the bottom of the tree.
In the cemetery?
No, there's a few around actually. There's Maple Way, there are a few, there's a couple in the Moor Play Park and one in the cemetery.
Make a note of them.
Yes.
We'll have a look at that.
Yeah.
I think the big willow by the pavilion has a little on it that perhaps could deal with before it gets a lot.
Gets a haircut, yes. We've also had some more reports on a particular property on the high street, which we've sent some more letters to about encroaching on the pavement because it's almost impossible to pass at the moment. Heard nothing back, but haven't seen any action either, so we'll watch that one. And I think we're on letter three, so we're going to trigger the talking to county compliance team about getting them out so we can show that we've done that.
So we don't have any authority to deal with it?
We don't. We've offered to deal. We've offered to support. This one we haven't offered to support because they should be actioning it themselves.
Right.
And then we can go to compliance officer at county highways that can then
But we can escalate it.
Yeah. So we're bordering on that at the moment.
We had the same situation, that exact same situation in Bali, and what we did as a council there, we actually did what Abby's going to do, but we actually put that in writing to say that we were going to pass this. If they didn't take action, we were going to pass this to the compliance team at county, and it would be in their hands. So making it
and there will be a charge, yeah.
And they're likely to be a charge. You know, we couldn't say there would be, but we said likely to be a charge. Now, that was a chosen approach for these two households, and they both clipped them back. Mm-hmm. As soon as that letter went, they clipped them back.
Do we have a footnote like that? We can say
that's the fourth letter. That is the fourth letter.
I didn't know you were going to sort of add that to the letter to them. Sorry.
No, when we get to four,
sorry,
Clark.
We send the doctor around. That's it, we've done. Yeah, lovely. MA 135/25/26, new maintenance issues, consider maintenance issues arising since last meeting.
Anything to add, Mr. Pittman?
Hello?
You're done then, thank you very much.
That footnote, can that not go to the doctor? Oh, you said it's an unadopted right?
Yeah.
So you can't go to the doctor's?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. MA 136/25/26, biodiversity, to note planting of commemorative COVID tree under South Cam's agreement to take place on or before the 8th of March 2026.
Not sure long then. That's all well and good. We haven't received the tree yet.
Theoretical planting.
I know we've said put it in the New Road Cemetery. Have we actually put an X on the map
We haven't put a stake in the map yet. I was waiting to receive the tree to find out.
To see what it is. If it's a twig or if it's a tree.
But yes. No, okay. We will actually call it
redwood. So did we choose the redwood?
Are you planning any sort of ceremony?
That's for committee to decide. We weren't planning on ceremony. We were going to plant and let people know it was there to pay their respects as they wanted to, I think. Mm. But we can do it. We'll wait till we get the tree.
I've asked this before, but there were parishioners who died.
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe a little ceremony is appropriate.
To put something out there to the village to say, we are planting this tree, if you care to join us.
Would we want anyone to officiate?
All those that suffered.
Does one of the padres? No.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have said so. I think no.
Does it come with a plaque or anything that goes with it?
Yes, there's a plaque.
Okay. Sort of, you just stick it around, apparently, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll aim for Sunday the 8th, then. I'm just hoping that we get the tree.
Same day as the marathon, the Cambridge Marathon. I'm not running. But I have people that are. But I was just thinking, another day I could quite happily sort of turn out.
Maybe it's Saturday.
Maybe, yes, if that's appropriate.
We're affected. I think it's were affected.
It's walking on its own, is it?
Yeah.
They've got it covered.
Do they want anybody to go pick it up?
So do we need to budget for a plaque?
No, the plaque's coming. Everything's free. It's all coming.
It's all included.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Any other updates or considerations?
No.
MA137-2526, Cemetery Matters, to update on project to install a memorial garden around Kahima Stone in New Road Cemetery.
So the only note I have is that the volunteer that works on the High Street Garden has said he would be happy to meet. We just need to arrange a date, that's what I'm afraid.
I'm free to meet him at least next week, which I would like to. To do that.
Thank you.
Because then we can come back with a quote for.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me I'm going to get three gardens to quote, do we?
No, it shouldn't be that expensive.
Right. To review proposal for the memorial garden in New Road Cemetery, that goes in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this is first pass of the memorial garden where we are looking to scatter ashes. Lucy's very kindly done some research around how we can do it and what we can do, and I've spoken to a couple of funeral directors and the ICCM about scattering ashes and another parish council that also do it. There's some rules and regs that we've really got to stick to, and this is just the first pass of we believe that we should utilise the area around the rear of the mound, but turn it into more of a wildflower meadow rather than any formalised planting.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The steer away is no formalised planting whatsoever, no fixed memorials, but have something to kind of show the area. So this is where Lucy found some really beautiful kind of archway designs that could go at the end of the path that leads to the rear of the ranges from, we've contacted Matthew Lane Sanderson, who designed the gates, which will be extremely expensive, but we've reached out to ask him, you know, what sort of cost is it, just because it might be something we wish to look into.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been
a long time.
Yes.
Yes.
There's then some more kind of cost-effective solutions, but that aren't quite as impactful, I don't think. So we'll see what Matthew comes back with. But one of the things, I was speaking to a funeral director yesterday, is that providing this is wonderful, and providing the scattered ashes is wonderful, there won't be a huge take-up, so we can't look at it as an income-generating activity.
No.
So our idea is that we use the out-of-area burial fees that we get in, which are quite high sometimes, and put some money aside until we have the funds to do an arch of some sort. So we could open the garden, but then build up a pot for the whatever we decide to do. But the only thing is, we don't have a place to put memorial plaques or memorial, you know, something. So it's whether we wanted to look at that as an option, so have something that you could put a plaque on.
You know, like for a church or something, they have a list of burials, don't they? Like a book or a book of memorial book or something.
Yeah.
Maybe, do we have anything like that?
We keep a burial book, which is basically the memorial book, but it's not something public that people could. So the question really to committee is, should we be looking at something where there is a physical memorial present within the area, or whether we simply go for it, because lots of places just say there is no memorial with this.
Yeah.
If you wish to have a memorial, you have to put a bench in, or you have to do something else. So,
I mean,
at
Trumpington Church, the ashes that are interred there, there's a plaque on the wall, and you pay to actually have your entry sort of on the line. And they don't necessarily go in date order, but they get them 2025 or 2026 or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So there is a recording that's visible for, these remains were scattered here.
It's an option.
Yeah.
Do they have a time scale on them, whether they can stay there or not?
Oh, they're pretty permanent, aren't they? I think so.
Some these places don't fit. You can put a plaque on for so long.
They actually get the stonemasons in to come and actually carve them out so that they're permanently. But it's a reasonable sum, you know, 200 quid or whatever to do the.
Councillor Clark?
Yeah, I've seen this before. We actually have a memorial wall, and it could be a wooden wall where you can actually adhere. You could actually drill on and put a plaque on there. There's different options. You can go the concrete route, or you can go the wood route. But I think it's nice if someone's got the opportunity to actually put. Then it might tempt more people to do something like that, use it.
Councillor Bowles.
And seeing as it's going to be like a wild. Planted as sort of wild area. I wonder whether the names could be incorporated into the arch so that they could be attached. So you haven't got a separate wall, but so that you can attach them
to
the arch. Mm-hmm. So as you go through the remains, they're on there. So you've got one structure basically that does both things.
Yeah. Yeah. Where my father's buried in Chesham, which is a formal cemetery, they do have a column which is multifaceted, and if your ashes go there, it's a postcard size little plaque that is down to the family's form, but they're standard postcard size and they'll fit.
I mean, you could do something. Small, couldn't you?
Yes. Yeah. We looked at metal memorial trees that are like sculptures, and what you do is add them onto
the leaf.
That's
quite nice. Actually.
We were worried that it might be full quite quickly, but talking to other parishes, we're looking at about 5 to 6 scatterings a year. There's not much take up.
Well, that's why I was wondering whether you could incorporate something like that into the arch, so that you could attach leaves.
Yeah,
leaves with the names on the inside of it.
Yeah.
That would be quite pretty, wouldn't it? It would be like a trellis almost, with the leaves growing up it.
Yeah. So then we'd bring back to council the rules and regulations within the cemetery rules, keeping it quite simple, because we've found a nice little legal bit that we'll toss out, and then charge for the memorial plaque, so that's what you're charging for rather than anything else. The other rule that we'd have to bring in is that it's witnessed by either a funeral director or a member of council, because we don't want it to
can't be random. Okay. Yeah.
So that's the end.
Just a thought. I don't know. Would it make sense to, once we as you say, got all your ducks in a row, and you know exactly what you can do, maybe we come up with 3 or 4 options and then just push it out to the village. What would you like to see? These are the options. Let the village choose.
And how do we do that?
Well, we could survey it. You know, you could put it up as an offer it up as a survey. It might be a nice gesture to the village, especially for some of the older people. They might appreciate that. But you know, don't sort of give them a free hand. You know, say you've got these three or four options. This is what we're thinking about. One of these four. What would you think was the best? And just see what comes back. You know, see how it fires up, and just see what the village wants. And then it's engaging the village, and they make the decision.
I was wondering whether I could have a go at designing something. Mm.
That's five options. Okay. That's a good idea. Yeah, I know, but I just think it might be a nice idea for the village to...
Because I'd probably...
To buy into it.
Buy into it. Yeah.
Probably want to incorporate the Saxon element of it, which is included in the gates already.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd be cheaper than women because I'm free.
Yes. I think our main concern was we'd love to push forward with something bespoke and something like that, but should we proceed with the offering of a memorial garden with wildflowers and things now and then raise the funds through other means to do the
fixture? Yes. I mean, it makes sense to get a few more ducks in a row, really, doesn't it, before we do anything else, really?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll bring all the legal stuff to council and then proceed with the plan for that. Thank you very much.
Is that full council? Yeah.
Well, it'll come. I'll probably come here first and then it's just full council.
Yeah, maintenance recommends and then full council usually just nods through.
Brilliant. And thank you to Lucy for it.
Yes.
Yeah. I might have to do the tree.
Any other updates or considerations?
Nothing for the cemetery, thank you.
Emily? Sorry.
Just a thought. Because we're talking about ashes. Do we have an area? You know, some people want to inter ashes.
Yes. So we're only encouraging them to inter in the cremated remains.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are plots specifically
just
for that. But scattering is a different thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just thinking. Yes. It's something that all goes together.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, any other updates?
No.
Sure, okay. MA 138/25/26, Village Maintenance Matters. A, to note correspondence, consider actions in relation to Hopkins Homes transfer of land.
It will continue to be on the agenda
until such time.
Noted.
To consider acceptance of quote for replacement fix of light on site of workshop at a cost of £85 plus VAT.
Broken it again.
Oh, is the 85? Because obviously it says 480 there, but 85 is just the
I think it's a dreadful presentation.
Yes.
I'm sorry. He only said one quote from the work I asked, and I was trying to.
Oh, you did this, did you?
I was trying to show that this one was just saying.
Redacted. Okay, so that's can I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Davey, seconded by Councillor Clark. Show of hands. Carried unanimously. Any other updates or considerations?
Don't think so.
MA 139/25/26, Melbourne Community Hub Matters. A, to consider accepting quote for replacement or fix of internal emergency lighting and required bulbs at the cost of £315. Replaces the tubes.
There's been a light downstairs that's been flickering since last October. At least.
Said light, yes.
And somebody came about 3 weeks ago and did actually switch the damn thing off, which was
so
a sweet relief to those of us that
they're actually replacing the whole fitting.
So it's an emergency, like we've done the testing and it's not the battery and it's not the bulb, so it's the unit. So it's the replacing of one of the units of the emergency light and another bulb of an emergency light and a tube somewhere which is downstairs, I think, by the toilet. So it's just coming to that time where everything's going to go.
Gosh.
And we're not allowed to do it ourselves, or...?
We can't on the emergency lights, unfortunately, because they're sealed units. The tube lighting, I don't know, but I think the provision of the bulb is £25.
Yes, no.
I think Joe said he was going to have a look at it. Or
he's going to use a bit of tin foil.
No. He said, I think it might need another starter. But that was a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, that's okay. I don't know the cost of emergency lighting, but.
It's expensive.
It's just a couple of tubes. Four of perch, yeah.
Okay.
So, can I propose it, please?
Okay.
Councillor Barnes, seconded. Councillor Alexander, show of hands. I don't think we've got any
options. Thank you.
No, it's infrastructure, yeah. So it's
us. To note installation of keep clear labels to rear door to ensure emergency exit is not blocked. Has this door down the stairs?
Yeah.
Who's been blocking it?
No comment, but £2.20 on the sticker.
Done. And I thank you for that. Is there any other updates and actions we need to?
No.
No more stickers?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
They may want 40, 25, 26 pavilion new rec matters to receive any other updates and consider actions.
I don't believe so.
No, we've got nothing for that. Good.
There are a fair number of rabbits over there. Is the person that's dealing with the rabbits in Stockbridge Meadows dealing with the rabbits on the new rec?
He's supposed to be dealing with everywhere, but I will remind him
that. It's just that I walk across there and I see new activity and I think the footballers are going to have to fill these in before they can play.
Most of the rabbits come from, there's a resident as well that uses him to do exactly the same thing as they come from.
They get around.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does Melbourne not have an air rifle club?
Free book.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll make one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. MA 141-25-26 little hands matters to note. True Light attended the site and altered faulty doors. Mm-hmm. So is that finished now?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Anything else?
Nothing to note.
No, thank you.
Excuse me. Sorry. Have we any news on when that barrier is going to be fitted?
Alex is working on the quotes, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We did have a resident actually raise concern about they'd seen them on the minutes and didn't like the look of them, but unfortunately you're confined with what's legal these days rather than what looks nice.
Fine, they might back into it.
MA 142-25-26 policies and risk assessments to consider recommend to full council the review of DOC 4.22 appointment of contractors.
It's just notes.
I actually had a good read of this.
Oh, dates only. Sorry.
And I looked at this and I'm thinking we address risk and risks. And I think everything should be risks rather than any single risk. And also noted in the notes at the end below 2.2, it's very important the questions answered or clarifications offered with respect to individual contractors. I think we're missing a 2 in there. I read it about six times until I sort of thought, yes, he definitely needs one there.
It's about two individual contractors, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, but I was looking at this and we talked about risk assessment, but it's always risks assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think everything needs pluralising in that. Pedantic, I know, but sorry.
That was a deep dive, that one.
Well, I did actually read it.
On behalf of all of us.
Thank you. Can I propose for
that? Glad you volunteered.
Whoever proposed that. Councillor Davies, seconded. Councillor Clark, show of hands. Unanimous. Thank you. Anything else to consider?
No.
MA 143-25-26, consider the date of the next planned meeting as the 15th of April 2026. Note, potentially no meeting in March.
Yeah. It's up to committee. We have a number of meetings coming up. We don't have any larger projects for maintenance that can't be dealt with elsewhere. And it was whether you were happy to skip a meeting in March and go to April.
I'm fine with that. Is everyone else Okay, sorry, Councillor Clark.
I'm just going to say, if anything emergency cropped up, we can do it by email.
Yeah.
And we can do an email vote if it's a requirement.
Okay. Can I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Clark, seconded. Councillor Barnes, show of hands.
Thank you.
Thank you.